And if your eyes aren't closed, please close them because she's going to have you enter a meditation. And you're going to see yourself in a theater. And you're going to find a comfortable seat in front where you see three big screens. And they're all illuminated. Look at those three screens. Dim the screens except the first screen and leave the light shining on the first screen. And a movie begins to play on screen number one. And it's titled The Future You. And you see a person on the screen, and it's you a year or 2 years from now. Look at the future you on the screen. How do you look? Do you look different? Notice your weight, your hair. Look at your clothes. How are you dressed? How is your posture? Does it show authority? Are you warm and friendly? Is the future you self-confident or filled with self-doubt? Does the person on the screen project trust, respect, and admiration? Is the future you a follower or a leader? What is the message the future you is sending? What is the difference between the future you and the present you? Look over the future you one more time. What's the one word that describes your future you on screen one? Now dim screen one and bring up screen two into focus. A movie begins to play on screen two, and it's titled Your Future Work Environment. You see your future work environment on the screen. It's your office a year or two from now. Look around your office. What's the atmosphere like in your office? Does it feel energetic, positive, an environment that creates success? Does it support your creativity? Look at your furniture. Notice your desk. Is it cluttered with piles of paper or is it neatly organized? Do you enjoy your work? What is your stress level in that office? Do you work alone or do you have a support staff? And who's on your support staff if you have one? Are you reactive or proactive to situations? Is the future you still dealing with the same problems that prevented you from achieving your desired results today? What is the message your future work environment is sending? What is the difference between your work environment and your present workplace? Look over your future work environment one more time. What's the one word that describes your future work environment? Have that word be showing on screen two. Now you're going to dim screen two and shine the lights on screen three. Focus on the third screen. Another movie begins to play on screen three, and it's titled Enjoying Life. You see a future vacation playing on the screen. It's your vacation in the near future. Picture yourself on vacation. Where are you? What noises do you hear? What aromas are you smelling? Who's with you on this vacation? And what are you doing? Can you separate yourself from work? Or did you bring work along? Can you enjoy the moment? Or do you find your mind preoccupied with work? Do you give undivided attention to those around you? Are you able to easily afford this vacation? And who is taking care of everyday activities at the office while you're on vacation? Did the future you build the business into an organization? What's the message you received from this vacation? And how was this different from your past vacations? Look over your vacation one more time. What's the one word that describes your future vacation on screen three? Display that word on screen three. Now leave that screen in view while you bring the other two screens in focus. All three screens are now visible and blank. Screen one now will display the one word used to describe the future you. Screen two now displays the one word you use to describe your future work environment. And screen three opens up with the word you used for your future vacation. Now open your eyes. And Jella Rose has handed you four cards. And one of those cards has three boxes on it. And the other three have questions. And you'll find that actually simulated into your handout. So right now, look at your handout, the theater of your mind, and write those three words, which you saw on screen one, screen two, and screen three. So go ahead and write those three words. Okay, now on the other three cards that Della Rose has had you, those are on in your handout as well in your guidebook. On screen one, write why this is important. And then write out the relationship between one and two and write down one action step. Do this for all three of those cards, screen one, screen two, and screen three. And I will give you a few moments to go ahead and fill those out.